My name's Fred Fetchheimer.
And I'm Steve Fetchheimer.
I'm Jay Van Valera.
Hi, my name is Sarah Van Valera.
My name is Ethan Beck. I was born and raised in Fort Collins, Colorado. And these are my two parents, Diana and Sue.
My name is Heather Alderman.
My name is Dan Marks, here in Fort Collins, Colorado, and I am today interviewing my wife, Heather.
Hi, my name is Mariella.
My name is Claire Barquero, and I'm talking with my daughter, Mariella.
I'm Nicole Simbura. I'm here with my friend, Zach Yendra.
I'm Zach Yendra, and we're here at New Belgium Brewing in Fort Collins, Colorado.
My name is Basil Hamdan.
I'm Janet Freeman.
My name is Kim Jordan. We're at New Belgium Brewing Company in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Neil Best, 69, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Wendy Ishii, Older Than Dirt, April 19th, 2018, Fort Collins, Colorado.
All right, Dad, Okay. Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
I think it's probably fair to say that us Fetchheimers are a little introverted.
I am very introverted. I tend to be rather quiet, unlike my partner, Bobby. And I'd be very happy if from time to time you ask me questions.
All right, well, let's do it.
Well, parenting is the hardest job you will ever have and the most fulfilling. I know everybody says that, but it's the truth.
I've always, always, always felt really lucky to be a part of your family. You know, when you're angsty and you're a kid and you wish, God, I wish I could just have a different family. I thought that about you guys. So I'm lucky that I get to keep my wonderful family and my wonderful father and my wonderful brothers, and I get to be a part of the family I always wish that I could run away to. So,
thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Jay.
How have you dealt with when people ask you about having a father?
I think having two moms, you learn to be very sympathetic and kind and compassionate at a very early age, from my experience, of course. Mm-hmm. What I missed out with a father is like learning the physical skills, like how do I build a treehouse? I don't know.
There's some lesbians that could have helped.
Oh, yeah.
Just not these two.
Yeah, definitely.
You gave me tough love, real tough love, mm-hmm. And I've never had that before. I think I was so behind in so many things that eventually it all made sense. But when I moved and you started teaching me English and helping me and with the songs and the TV and the whole thing and the musicals and the movies that we used to watch, mm-hmm. It just gave me a different culture.
My sister had been told by my mom's friend that she'd been shot in the face. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what does that mean? And I was just like, what does it look like? You know, trying to then coherently figure out what to do next was very, very difficult.
Do you remember what you told me?
I think I do, but I'd like you to tell me.
You had said, we've not been together too long. We're not married. If you want out of the relationship now because of this,
better do it now.
The door is open.
Yeah. Yes.
I understood what you were saying, but I didn't take you up on that offer, and I'm glad I didn't.
Yes. thank you so much. You held me.
You know, I feel like, you know, we went through this together.
So Mike, when we got home, he decided to have a family meeting. And so we pulled the kids down, sat them down on the sofa and explained to them, you know, Dad is sick. We've discovered what it is. The disease is ALS. And at the time, Ellie had just turned 12. Aiden was 14 and Sadie was 17. None of us were at all prepared for the battle we were about to ensue.
Those three letters.
So ALS. I hate those letters with a passion.
In this country, very few people get to own anything anymore. And we employ a wide spectrum of entry-level labor through PhDs in chemistry. And I love that about what we do.
It makes me sort of emotional because I love it about what we do.
I believe in the goodness of the human spirit. I believe in overwhelming goodness of people, and you've demonstrated it to me on a regular basis, and you've given me hope, you've given me assurance that it's not a lost cause.
That is so nice. Thank you.
Thank you for being my friend. I'm really happy to call you my friend.
Any regrets?
No regrets. You know, there have been some major losses along the way that maybe wouldn't have happened without my being in theater. But, you know, as Beckett says, I must go on, I can't go on, I'll go on. And so we do.